Morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里的弟兄姐妹们，早安。
I want to thank all of you for the privilege I've had, the honor to share our Lord Jesus.
我为了我在这里能够跟弟兄姐妹分享，对我来讲是莫大的荣幸。
Of course, I thank the Lord for that privilege.
那我很感谢主给我这样子的一个荣耀权柄。
We have been so refreshed by your kindness, your hospitality, your fellowship.
那你们的温柔你们的慷慨接待都让我们觉得非常的感谢。
I also ask that you will excuse my Lillian and I. We need to leave just before lunch because we're going to hasten to a birthday party for my grandson.
那同时呢，我也希望你们能够原谅我们，因为我们在午餐之前，那我太太跟我就要赶去参加一个生日的庆祝，是我孙子的生日。
As we come to look again in the precious Word of God, I remind you of an indispensable principle.
当我们再一次来看神宝贵的话语的时候，我要再提醒大家关于一个不可少的一个原则。
The principle is total reliance upon God's Holy Spirit.
那这个原则就是要全然的依靠神的圣灵。
We've been talking about the veiled face and the unveiled face.
我们在这个周末，我们讲到关于我们敞开的脸跟蒙着帕子的脸。
I'd like to share a verse from Matthew 11, verse 25.
我想跟大家分享马太福音的十一章二十五节。
At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to babes."
马太福音的十一章二十五节这样说：那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
When God uses the word hidden, you've hidden these things, that's the same as veiled.
当神在这里所讲把什么东西藏起来，那个藏就跟我们所讲的用帕子蒙起来是同样的意思。
If we come to God's word proud and sophisticated, God will hide his truth from us.
如果我们来到神的话语面前，我们自以为又骄傲又聪明那么神反而把他的话语藏起来。
But if we come as infants, as babes, helpless, in helpless.
但如果我们来到神的话语面前，如同婴孩，如同出生的孩子，那样子的没有帮助，单单的依靠，那么神反而把他的话向我们启示。
Let's pray together, please.
让我们一同祷告。
Our Father, we ask you to work in our hearts that principle that is indispensable.
主啊，愿你将这一个不可少的原则做在我们的心里。
Enable us this morning to come with an unveiled face as little children.
能够给赐我们力量，叫我们能如同婴孩一样，能够敞着脸来到你的面前。
We ask in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠着耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Now, in two ways, what I want to share is connected with the little series that we just finished.
那我要从两个角度来跟我们已经所讲到现在所讲的这些东西一起连起来。
The first way it's connected, it comes from 2 Corinthians.
那第一条能够连起来的线，那是在哥林多的后书。
The second way it's connected, it's Jesus.
第二个能够连起来的，就是耶稣。
I have a great burden on my heart, and as I studied 2 Corinthians, I saw that the Apostle Paul had the same burden.
那我心中有一个极大的负担，当我在读哥林多后书的时候，我发现保罗的心中也有同样的负担。
And the way the Apostle Paul expressed his burden, he showed that it was also a burden on the heart of the Lord.
当保罗在哥林多后书分享他心中的负担的时候，那我们也看见，那正是主耶稣基督的负担。
This is my final privilege at this retreat to address you.
今天是我在这里能够有这个机会跟大家分享在这个退休会最后的一次。
Only God knows it may be my final opportunity to address you forever.
那只有神知道这会不会是我一生当中最后一次跟你们分享。
Our times are in His hands.
因为我们的日子是在他的手里。
So, since it's my last opportunity, I would like to release that burden.
既然这可能是我最后的一次机会，那我盼望我能够将这个负担能够释放出来。
Here's the way I would like to develop it. I'd like to get the text before you first.
那这是今天我打算怎么样子来发挥的。首先我要把经文摆在众人的面前。
I want to make a few observations about the text to tie it into its context.
然后呢我要在这里跟大家分享一下关于这些经文的上下文。
And then I want to show you the Holy Spirit's illustration through his servant, the Apostle Paul.
然后再过来我想跟大家分享的是圣灵怎么样用保罗的生平来说明这一点。
So you won't get lost along the way, let me just state the burden right up front.
避免大家会听得糊里糊涂的，所以我一开始就把这个负担要讲出来。
I believe that many Christians are being led astrayfrom the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Jesus.
我感觉许多的基督徒那已经被带领偏离了原来那个简单单纯对耶稣基督的奉献献身。
I invite you to the text 2 Corinthians 11 verses 2 and 3 please.
那我想请大家一起来看哥林多后书的第十一章的第二节第三节。
The Apostle Paul says, For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I betrothed you to one husband, so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve,By his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ.
这里说，我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Let me make several observations about the passage that ties it into the context.
让我在这里先跟大家分享一下几件关于它上下文跟这经文的关系。
My first observation is this, that the Apostle Paul considered himself by the grace of God to be the spiritual father of the church of Corinth.
那第一点，是使徒保罗，靠着圣灵，把自己当作是哥林多教会属灵的父亲。
Second Corinthians 10 and verse 14.
哥林多后书的第十章的十四节。
We are not overextending ourselves as if we did not reach to you, for we were the first to come even as far as you in the gospel of Christ.
他说我们并非过了自己的界限，好像够不到你们那里，因为我们找到你们那里传了基督的福音。
That same thought that he is the spiritual father,
所以在这里表达了同样的一个观念，就是他是哥林多教会属灵的父亲。
is developed in chapter 11 verse 3.
那再一次的在哥林多后书的十一章的第三节，保罗再一次的发挥。
I am afraid, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
他说，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
In verse 2, he says, as your spiritual father,I betrothed you to one husband.
在第十二节，他讲到说他自己好像他们的属灵的父亲，曾把你们许配给一个丈夫。
Remember, in those days, and even today in many parts of the world, weddings, marriages were by the parents. They're the ones that chose.Whether the how the marriage would be.
然后我们要明白，在保罗的时候，甚至在现在这一个世界许多的地方，一个婚姻它的决定是在于父母的手里。
It wasn't the bride or groom that decided they'd be married. Often it was the parents or the father who chose for them.
那不是新郎跟新娘自己来决定。许多的时候乃是父母特别是父亲在那里决定。
I'm glad I didn't live in that culture.
当然我很高兴我不是活在那样子的文化里面。
My mom and dad were divorced when I was 3 years old.
当我三岁的时候我的父母就离婚了。
And after my mother, my dad had several wives.
当离婚了以后我的父亲呢又结婚了又再婚了好几次。
I tremble to think what he would have chosen for me.
我想到了他会替我选择什么样子的妻子，我想到了都会害怕。
And when I was courting sweet Lillian,
那当我在追求我的太太的时候，
even her parents did not choose me as their first choice.
那甚至他的父母那都没有把我当作是第一人选。
She came from a very Lutheran family, and her parents thought I was stealing her from the Lutheran church.
因为他是长在一个路德会一个严谨的家庭里面，所以他的父母以为是我要把他从路德会里面偷走。
But in Bible times, very often the parents.Arrange the marriage sometime even before the child was born.
但在圣经的时代，通常是父母来安排儿女的婚姻，很多时候甚至是在小孩的出生以前就安排好了。
And in that background, Paul, as the spiritual father, said, It's my responsibility to choose you a husband.
所以在这一种背景下，那保罗对哥林多教会说，如同父亲，我有这样子的责任，替你们拣选一个丈夫。
Chapter 11 verse 2，
哥林多后书的十一章的第二节。
I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I betrothed you to one husband so that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin.
我为你们所起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
To the Apostle Paul, the Christian life was a romance, a love affair, a marriage.
对于使徒保罗来讲，我们的信仰好像一个与基督的关系，好像是一个罗曼史，是一个爱情的故事，是一个婚姻。
And as a spiritual father, he said, I can't find a better husband for you than Jesus.
那一个作为一个属灵的父亲，他好像对他们说，我为你们所找的丈夫没有比基督更好的。
And that's how it began. The Corinthians were brought to union with Christ through God's servant, the Apostle Paul.
所以这就是怎么开始的，借着神的仆人保罗，哥林多教会与基督连为一体。
But as time went on, the Apostle Paul saw something was happening with that romance.
但是当时间久了，使徒保罗注意到了一些事情，他们之间的爱情关系发生了变化。
In verse 2, he says,I'm jealous with a godly jealousy.
在第二节他这样说，我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨。
Godly is short for godlike. He had a jealousy like God has.
所以神那样的愤恨是说明保罗所起的愤恨，像神一样那种愤恨。
It's not like the jealousy on earth.Which is full of suspicion, selfishness, anger, vengeance.
并不是在地上的这种愤恨、嫉妒，因为那里面充满了怀疑，充满了报复，充满了攻击。
Song of Solomon chapter 8 and verse 6.
雅歌第八章第六节。
Put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm.Love is as strong as death. Jealousy is as severe as Sheol. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord.
求你将我放在你心上如印记，戴在你背上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. You shall not worship any other God, the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的，名为忌邪者。
I did a word study on that word jealous.
那我在这里特别再读了一下圣经里面关于这一个字忌邪、忌恨、嫉妒或愤恨这一个字。
And the heart of it was in these two descriptions.
那它的核心的观念是在这两个方面的描写。
One definition said jealousy, intolerant of rivalry.
那第一个呢，是指的忌恨，是指的对于对手完全不能够容忍。
The other said jealousy, insisting on exclusive devotion.
那第二个呢，就是忌恨或忌邪呢，是指的要求全然的奉献。
That's God's jealousy.
那么这是一个神所起的愤恨。
He desires to be your one and only.
他要成为我们单独独一的。
He not only loves you, he's in love with you.
他不仅是爱你，而且他是与你在活在爱里面。
He is insisting that he be a one and only.
他坚持你只能爱他这一位。
He will not take a rival.
他不会容许别的人来抢。
Insisting on exclusive devotion.
他坚持必须全然的归给他。
Well, that's how it started with the Christians at Corinth.
那开始的时候，在哥林多教会的基督徒就是这样。
Paul introduced them to their husband, to the Lord Jesus.
所以保罗把他们介绍给他们的丈夫耶稣基督。
And at first, he was a one and only.
那么一开始的时候，那么只眼中就只有耶稣基督。
He was pouring out his life into them.
那基督将他的生命倾倒出来，降到他们身上。
They were receiving that and pouring back pure devotion to him.
同他们领受了，又把自己纯一清洁的奉献归给基督。
And that was a whole Christian experience.
那在这里就是基督徒所有的经历在这里。
But false teachers had come into the church of Corinth with another message.
但是有假教师进到了哥林多教会，带来了另外的信息。
The Bible calls it another Jesus, another Spirit, another Gospel.
在圣经里面把它叫做传另一个基督，另一个灵，另一个福音。
Let me review those two observations, give one more, then we'll get to the point.
让我在这里再稍微再复习一下，然后我们再讲到我们要讲的重点。
Not only did Paul consider himself as the responsible spiritual father for those Christians,
保罗不仅仅是把自己看作对这些基督徒来讲，是他们一个父亲，是有父亲的责任的。
Not only did Paul share a God-like jealousy in his concern for what was happening to those Christians.
那保罗不仅仅是在对这些基督徒现在的光景，心中起了如同神一样的愤恨。
But in order to express his burden, the Holy Spirit guided him into the strongest illustration that is possible.
为了要表达他的关切，那么圣灵带领保罗，所以保罗用了一个强到不能再强的表达来说明他的关切。
To illustrate his burden, the Holy Spirit took him back into the Old Testament.
为了要说明他内心里面的这种记恨，他圣灵就带领保罗回到旧约，用旧约来说明。
Way back, beyond Isaiah, beyond David.
要到一直要推到以前，那超过了以赛亚，超过了大卫。
Way back, beyond Moses and Abraham and Noah.
要比摩西，要比亚伯拉罕，要比诺亚还早。
All the way back to the Garden of Eden.
一直要找到，要回到伊甸园里。
All the way back to the beginning.
那回到了起初。
Because they lost what they had at the beginning.
因为他们自己，哥林多教会已经失去了他们所起初所有的。
In our second message, we went back to the garden in order to look at the image of God.
所以在我们讲的第二个信息的时候，我们那里已经谈到了伊甸园，要从那里来了解神的形象。
In the garden, Satan deceived Eve, and Paul was afraid it was going to happen again to the church at Corinth.
在那个花园里，蛇引诱了夏娃，那保罗担心哥林多教会现在如同夏娃一样也被引诱。
I want to read verse 3 again in chapter 11.
那我在这里要再一次把第11章的第三节再念一次。
I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, Your minds will be led away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
他说，我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样，以至于你们失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
I want to focus on the word deceived.
那在这里我要特别着重诱惑那一个字。
Listen to 1 Timothy 2:14.
那我们看一下提摩太前书的第二章的第十四节。
It was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being deceived, fell into transgression.
他说，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱陷在罪里。
Paul calls attention to Satan's deceiving Eve.
所以保罗要我们注意到撒旦在那里引诱诱惑女人。
Adam was not deceived. He was a willful sinner.
那亚当是没有被欺骗，没有被引诱的。亚当是凭着自己的意志犯罪的。
He was not tricked. He chose to rebel against the Lord.
亚当他自己没有中了撒旦的诡计，是亚当自己选择要背逆神的。
God makes a huge point of that. Romans 5:12.
所以神呢就很强调的这一点，特别在罗马书第五章的第十二节里面。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, death through sin, so death spread to all men because all have sinned.
这里讲到说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为就众人都犯了罪。
I call attention to the difference between being deceived and choosing willfully.
所以我在这里是要大家能够注意这一个差别，关于被引诱跟自己主动决定犯罪的差别。
Because I think the Christians at Corinth are getting a bad rap.
因为有时候，那我觉得，在哥林多教会的基督徒啊，受了大家不公平的评论。
I think Peter gets a bad rap.
那我觉得彼得有的时候也受到这种不公平的攻击。
I think Thomas gets a bad rap.
那我也觉得圣经里面的多马，那也引起很多人对他的误会。
I think Martha gets a bad rap.
那马太也是这样子。
I think Jonah gets a bad rap.
那约拿也受到别人不公平的攻击。
And I think this precious group of Christians, because of what it looks like to these eyes, they get a bad rap.
那我觉得其实这些忠心的基督徒们，因为我们常常是用我们的肉眼去看，所以我们对他们就有很多不公平的批评。
It was a very rough group that made up the Christians at Corinth.
在哥林多教会的这些基督徒，他们的背景是很不高贵的。
Listen to 1 Corinthians 6. I'll read 9 through 11.
那我们看一下哥林多前书的第六章的九到十一节。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
这里说，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样， 但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
If you've ever studied 1 Corinthians, you know that Corinth had a lot of problems.
如果我们读过哥林多前书的话，你就知道哥林多那里有很多的问题。
There were divisions in that body.
在那个肢体里面，有彼此对立。
They were inclined to worldly wisdom.
他们很容易使用世上的智慧。
There were cliques. They broke up into small groups, and there wasn't one body, as our brother shared last evening.
他们很多时候分成小组织，喜欢跟自己相投的人在一起，他们已经不再是一个身体，如同我们弟兄昨天所讲的。
They tolerated sin in their midst.
在他们当中他们接受犯罪的事。
There was insubordination.
那也有不顺服的事情。
They debated over non-essentials, questionable practices.
他们在那里争议的常常都不是最重要最根本的基督徒的形式。
They even had false teaching, false doctrine about the resurrection.
他们在那里还有关于复活错误的教导。
And because of all the problems in Corinth, people get the idea they were like Adam, willfully rebelling against the Lord.
所以因为他们当中有这么多的问题，所以很多人以为他们好像亚当一样，是自己决定，按着自己的意志决定去犯罪。
But Paul, unveiled by the Lord, saw those Christians more as deceived than as willful sinners.
但保罗把他这一点从主来的启示来说明了，他看清了这些基督徒不是出于自我意志、自我决定的犯罪，乃是被引诱，如同夏娃。
You'll see as you go forward in the Lord, you take your eyes off the Lord, and there's no telling what you can get involved in.
所以有时候在我们自己的身上也是一样，我们一开始跟随主走了一段路以后，我们把眼目离开了主耶稣基督，你一旦离开了，那么这一个人能够做出什么样子的事情，那是没有人能够猜得到。
My guess is if you decided to come to this retreat, you're not a willful rebellious person against the Lord.
我想既然你已经来到了这一个聚会，就已经说明你不是一个凭着自己的意识已经定义要背逆神的人。
But we must be aware that we can be deceived.
但同时我们自己还是要注意，免得我们被引诱。
Now with God's help, I want to take you to his illustration.
然后靠主的帮助，那我盼望能够带领大家来看一下神是用什么东西来说明这件事。
I'll quote the verse again, chapter 11, verse 3.
让我再一次的来引用第十一章的第三节。
I am afraid as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led away from the simplicityand purity of devotion to Christ.
他这里如果直接翻译的话，变成说我怕你们像蛇引诱了夏娃一样，你们的心也被引诱偏于邪，失去了那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
Before I take you to the garden, I want to say a word about Satan.
在我们回到花园，在那里讲夏娃的事的之前，我先想讲一下关于撒旦的事情。
I'm sure it's not new. I'm sure you know this.
那我相信我讲的也不是什么新的东西，你们都已经知道。
Satan does not have many targets. He has only one target.
那撒旦他要攻击的对象没有很多的对象，只有一个对象。
And in that target, there's a bullseye, and he wants that bullseye.
但在这个目标里面呢，只有一个红心，一个中心，那他是要一箭要射到那个中心。
2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5.
哥林多后书第十章的第四到第五节。
The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. We are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
他说我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
In verse 5, we are destroying every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God.
在第五节这里讲到，将各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了。
That's his target. Satan hates the knowledge of God.
这个就是撒旦的目标，撒旦痛恨对神的认识。
Sometimes we give Satan too much credit.
有时候我们觉得撒旦太伟大了。
We say he's attacking our building program. He's attacking our health. He's attacking our schedule.
我们有时候会说，他在攻打我们建造会所的施工，他攻击我们的健康等等。
He's attacking our ministry, our church, our thought life.
他攻击我们的施工，攻击我们的教会，攻击我们内心的世界。
But that is only true if it's connected to the knowledge of the Lord.
但是呢，其实唯有这些事情如果跟认识神有关的时候，才是真正出于撒旦的攻击。
He does not want you to know Jesus.
因为他不希望我们认识基督。
How does that tie in with this passage in 2 Corinthians?
那这跟我们刚刚所讲哥林多后书的经文有什么关系呢？
This whole idea of Satan attacking Eve had to do with the marriage that Paul brought the church and the Lord together in marriage.
因为这个撒旦攻击夏娃的这一件事情，那就好像保罗要把哥林多教会归给基督这一位丈夫，是同样的，这是撒旦要攻击的。
I'm sure you're familiar with how the Bible uses the word know. I know him.
我想弟兄姐妹都很熟悉圣经里面讲到认识这个字，我认识的认识是什么意思？
In Genesis 4:1, we read these words.
在创世纪的第四章的第一节，这是我们请看。
In the King James it says, Adam knew Eve and she conceived.
在King James 的翻译里面是讲到说亚当认识了夏娃，夏娃就怀了孕。
I'm using the New American Standard and it says, Now the man had relations.With his wife Eve, and she conceived.
那如果用New American Standard 的翻译的话，那你讲到说，那一个人和他妻子发生了关系，夏娃就怀孕了。
In chapter 4:25, it's the same thing.
那第四章的创世纪第四章的第二十五节又讲到同样的事情。
Adam knew his wife again, and she gave birth to a son.
那在这里又讲到亚当认识了夏娃，那么夏娃就生了一个儿子。
The book of Hosea is all about marriage.
那何西阿这一本先知书，是完全是讲到婚姻。
It was about infidelity.
那是讲到不忠贞。
Hosea 6:3,
在何西阿书的六章三节。
So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain, watering the earth.
这里讲到我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他，他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
That's how he's using the word know, the intimacies of the marriage tie.
所以这个是圣经里面讲到认识这一个字，是讲到在婚姻关系里面那种亲密的关系。
To the Garden of Eden, let's go.
现在让我们一同回到伊甸园。
Before man sinned, Adam and Eve were enjoying a perfect union with the Lord.
在亚当在人还没有犯罪以前，亚当跟夏娃是享受跟神一个全然没有间隔的合一关系。
The Lord was the one and only.
在那里主是独一的。
He was pouring out his life into them and meeting all their needs.
那主把自己的生命倾倒在他们的身上，满足他们一切的需要。
They responded by receiving his love and pure devotion back, and they were complete in him.
他们领受了他的爱，那以自己对神全然的忠心归向作为他们的回应。
When Satan saw that union, that oneness, that precious intimacy,
当撒旦看到了这样子的合一，这样子的合而为一，这样子的亲密关系，
Since he hates the knowledge of God, he came in to destroy it.
因为撒旦恨恶认识神的事，所以他要来破坏。
2 Corinthians 11:3 I'm afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, our minds might be led away from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ.
如同哥林多后书11:3所讲的，我怕你们受引诱，好像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样，使你们的心偏于邪，失去了像基督所纯一清洁的心。
Now, since we're in the Old Testament and at the beginning of the Old Testament, I want to give you a principle.
因为我们现在讲到了旧约，而且是讲到旧约一开始的时候，所以我在这里要告诉大家一个原则。
The Old Testamentis the New Testament. It's the same message.
因为旧约和新约是带着同样的信息。
Here's the difference. The Old Testament gives the truth in seed form. The New Testament gives the truth in fully developed form.
但是呢，他们的差别是在这里，在旧约里面是把这些真理用个种子的形式表达出来，等到了新约，这个种子就开花成果，开花结果完全了。
It's all there, but it's in the seed.
所有新约的教导都在旧约里面，但是呢，是以种子的形式存在的。
If I held up an acorn, all of the oak is in the acorn.
如果我拿起一个橡树的那个果子，其实整一个橡树，整个的大橡树都在那个种子里面。
The same is true with any seed. If I held up an apple seed, the apple tree is in the apple seed.
那这对种子来讲，这个道理都是一样的。好像我拿着一个苹果树的种子，那整个的苹果树也在这个种子里面。
The reason I'm calling attention to this is I want to ask for your patience.
那我为什么要特别强调这一点呢？是因为我盼望你们能够有点耐心。
We're going to look at a truth that's in the seed.
因为我们现在是要看这样这个真理，我们要看的真理，现在是要看这个在种怎么样子在这个种子里面。
I had to work in reverse. I had to look at the truth as it was developed and then back up to see it in the seed.
但要明白这个种子的道理，那我必须倒过来做。我先要看那个完全长成的样子是怎么样子，然后一步一步退回来，然后再了解这个种子要告诉我们什么。
You may think I'm reading that in. It's not really there.
那也许你会以为说我是把我自己的意思读到圣经里面，其实圣经没有这个意思。
And all I ask is that you hold up what I'm about to share in the full balance of Scripture.
那我能我希望你们能够做的就是等一下把我所要讲的东西放在整本圣经的光里面来看。
How was Eve deceived?
夏娃是怎么样子被引诱的
Genesis chapter 3 verse 1
在创世纪的第三章的第一节
Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed, has God said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?
耶和华神所造的唯有神比田野一切的活物更狡猾蛇对女人说神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗
And then in verse 4 he says You will not surely die
那第四节他说你吃的日子不一定死
Now as the Bible uses it What is death?
那根据圣经的了解死是什么意思
It's separation.
死是分离的意思
The opposite of up is down.
那跟上的相反是下
The opposite of in is out.
里面的相反是外面
The opposite of white is black.
那白色的相反是黑
If death is separation, what's the opposite?
那如果死的意思是分离的话那么跟死相反的意义是什么
The opposite is life
它相反的意义就是生命
Satan hates life
但撒旦厌恶生命
He hates the knowledge of God
他恨恶认识神
He hates the simplicity of union with Christ
他恨恶跟基督单纯的联合
And so he had to deceive EveAnd he substituted light for life.
所以呢，他就在这里引诱夏娃，他想用光来取代生命。
Of course, it's not true light.
当然，他给的光也不是真的光。
One of Satan's titles is Lucifer.
我们知道撒旦被称作是路西佛。
Lucifer means the light bearer.Or the son of the morning star.
那路西佛的意思是指的带着光的，是明亮之星，是早晨之星。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14, Paul describes Satan as one who disguises himself as a messenger of light.
在哥林多后书的第十一章里面，保罗在那里形容撒旦是装作光明的使者。
Please get this picture before your mind.
所以盼望你能够在你的脑海里面看见这幅图画。
They were in the Garden of Eden. They had a beautiful union.
他们在美丽的花园里面，他们跟神有一个美好的联合。
To them.God was a one and only.
对他们而言，他们所有的，他们心所顾念的只有神。
They were pouring their life back and forth in terms of each other.
所以他们在这一个联合里面，他们彼此将生命倾倒，彼此在那里相爱相念。
And God said to Adam and Eve, "This union, this oneness, this intimacy."If you ever depart from it, there will be death.
所以神对亚当夏娃这样讲，这样子的联合，这样子的合而为一，这样子的亲密，如果你离开了，那么就是分离死亡。
But Satan was sly, cunning, sneaky.
但撒旦是狡猾的。
He didn't say to Eve, just dump life.
他并没有对夏娃说，你就把你的生命丢掉。
He was deceptive and he said,Let me give you a little light about that. You won't die. It won't end if you take my advice.
但是呢，他是一个欺骗的人，所以他骗夏娃说，让我告诉你一点新的光。如果你听了我的建议的话，你不会真正的分离，你不会真正的死亡。
And in his deception, he suggested.I'll tell you how to maintain that beautiful union.
然后呢，在撒旦的谎言里面，他又告诉夏娃说，让我告诉你，你怎么样子才能够维持这个亲密的关系。
That union is wonderful. Let me tell you good things about it.
这个联合是非常美好的，让我告诉你，它有怎么样子的好。
And you got to be careful, so let me tell you about some pitfalls and snares that will destroy that union.
但是呢，你要小心，所以让我告诉你，一些这些危险的地方，你一不小心你会失去了这一种合一。
I have light. I'll tell you what's good, and I'll tell you what's evil.
那我有光，让我告诉你什么是善，什么是恶。
Come to my tree.
那来到我的树下
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil
那是分别善恶的知识树
It sounded so good that he was trying to enforce union
那么在这里听起来好像很好他是要是亚当夏娃跟神的合一好像能够更长进
And he did it by attacking the word of GodHath God said?
他的方法是在那里攻击神信实的话语。他说神岂是真说
You will not surely die. I want to help you with your union. I don't want to break it up.
但你吃的日子不一定死啊，因为我要帮助你能够有更美好的联合。
So Satan attacked the word of God.
所以撒旦攻击神的话
Today, when we say the word of God, we mean the Bible, 66 books.
当今天我们讲到说神的话的时候我们指的是圣经66卷书
We're thankful for Cardinal Hugo who gave us chapters and verses 1,000 years after Jesus ascended.
我们呢很感谢大主教 Hugo 大主教在主后的一千年把它分章
Somebody counted it and said that there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible
那么有的人算过了说圣经里面总共有1189章
Somebody counted it and said there are 773,692 words in the Bible
那有人算过了说有77万多的字
I didn't check the math
那我是没有仔细去算
But if he's even close to right There are more than 750,000 words in this book
但是如果他这个算的是对的话那几乎有75万的字
So I want to show you how Satan attacked this book, but it's too large.
那所以呢，如果我们要讲说撒旦如何来攻击圣经的话，那这圣经的书太大了。
If the Bible were smaller, say just a chapter or just a paragraph, it might be easier to see how Satan attacked the Bible.
那如果圣经呢内容很少的话，如果说只有一本书或者只有一章的话，那么也许我们还很容易的来讲说撒旦是怎么样子来攻击神的话。
So God takes us back to the beginning when the Bible was just a sentence.
所以呢，神就带领我们回到了起初，当那个时候，圣经呢只是一句话。
If I could hold up only a sentence and then say Satan attacked it, it would be easier to see how he attacked it.
因为如果我们能够在这里把这一节经文看见，然后说明撒旦是怎么样子来攻击的话，那我们就比较容易明白。
Let me show you. Genesis 2:16-17. Here's the Bible that Eve had.
所以现在让我们看一下出埃及记第二章的16节、17节，我们看了以后我们就能够更明白夏娃是怎么样被引诱的。
The Lord commanded the man saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from itYou will surely die.
这里说耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
That was the Bible before Satan attacked it. Let me show you the Bible after he attacked.
所以呢，这个是在撒旦攻击之前的圣经。那么接下来我们来看一下，在撒旦攻击以后的圣经呢。
In the Bible, God gave Eve, He said, from any tree of the knowledge, I mean, from any tree of the garden, you may freely eat.
所以圣经里面神对夏娃讲的是说，园中各样树上的果子你都可以随意的吃。
And Satan says, Tell me, what did God say to you?
但撒旦却对夏娃说，告诉我神对你说的是什么。
And she changed the Bible. She dropped the word any tree, and she dropped the word freely.
那么但是呢，夏娃的回答里面他却把两个字省略了，一个呢是各样的果子，各样的树的各样，另外一个呢是指的那个随意吃，那个随意夏娃也没讲。
If I gave you permission to come to my garden and if I said you can come and eat from my garden, of course that couldn't happen, I don't have a gardenBut let's say someone had a garden, you might be shy. You might pick a tomato or a cucumber. But if they said, come, eat anything and freely, you might back up your pickup truck.
那么假如我请你们到我种的花园里面，告诉你们说你们可以随意的吃，但是我其实当然不可能，因为我没有花园。但是假如有个花园，有个菜园的人，那么请你去，然后告诉你说，你可以各样的果子随意的吃的话，那么你采的时候就不会说只拿个番茄，或是只拿个cucumber 黄瓜，你就开着你的货柜车来装了。
Let me look at a couple of verses.From the fully developed form.
然后，那现在呢？让我们再看一下新约里面将这个教导完全发展的时候是怎么讲的。
Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus.
在罗马书的第三章的24节，他强调是白白的称义。他这么说：如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Romans 8:32, will he not also with him freely give us all things?
那罗马书的八章的三十二节，这里讲到说，他岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
1 Corinthians 2:12 Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God.
哥林多前书的第二章的第十二节。
Hosea 14:4 I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely.
和西阿书的十四章的第四节，我会医治他们被盗的病，甘心或者自由的爱他们。
Matthew 10:8 Freely you have received, freely give.
马太福音的第十章的第八节，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
You know the grace of God. It's all free.
我们明白神的恩典是白白的赐给我们的。
But when Satan deceives Eve, she dropped grace from the Bible.
但是当撒旦引诱夏娃的时候，他把恩就从圣经里面除掉了。
She not only dropped something, but she added something.
但夏娃不仅仅是拿掉了一些东西，他还加了一些东西。
Genesis 2:17 This is the Bible as God gave it.
所以在创世纪第二章的十七节，这是神所给的圣经。
But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. In the day you eat, you will surely die.
他说只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But when she quoted that Bible to Satan, she had dropped something. Genesis 3:3 From the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, You shall not eat from it or touch it or you'll die.
因为实际上在创世纪第三章的第三节，夏娃的回答是这样子的，他说神是这样子说，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
God never said don't touch it.
但神其实从来没有说你不可摸。
You see what's happening? She dropped graceAnd she added law.
所以你发现在这里发生什么事吗？夏娃把恩典除掉了，然后加上了自己的律法。
By that deception, Satan made her think she needed more light.
所以用这样子的欺骗，撒旦让夏娃觉得说她需要更多的光。
It's too simple.Satan says, you can't just enjoy a union like that.
因为这个太简单了，撒旦对夏娃说，这个太单纯了吧，你不能够就是这样子单单的享受跟神的合一啊。
You can't be presumptuous. This is the Lord. You need to know about how to maintain that union.
你这个人不可以太骄傲啊，你所面对的是主哎，而你要知道你要怎么样子才能够维持这样子的合一啊。
The Apostle Paul was so burdened for the church at Corinth.
所以使徒保罗对哥林多教会心中是充满了负担。
When they started, it was just Christ was everything. He was life. He was all in all.
在一开始的时候，对他们来讲，基督就是所有的一切，是他们的生命，是他们的一切的一切。
Christ was pouring out his life into the Christians at Corinth.
所以基督将他自己的生命倾倒在哥林多教会的圣徒身上。
They were receiving all that he was giving and responding in pure devotion, love.
所以他们领受了神所来的丰盛，那么他们的回应是对神单纯的爱。
But Paul looked at the church of Corinth and things began to change.
但是呢，保罗看着哥林多教会， 发现他们已经开始改变了。
And the teachers were coming in and saying, it's not enough just to have Jesus as your one and only.
那么有教师过来对他们说，啊，你们单有基督还是不够的。
If you're going to maintain a union with Christ, you need to understand spiritual discipline.
如果你要明白，你要维持跟基督的联合的话，你要明白什么叫做属灵的操练。
You're going to have to get up early and have devotion.
你必须要早上起来，必须要灵修。
You're going to have to learn how to pray and how to fast.
你必须要学怎么样子的祷告，怎么样子的禁食。
You're going to have to learn about spiritual gifts and how to develop them.
你必须要明白属灵的恩赐跟如何发展。
You're going to have to learn about prophecy and end times.
你必须要明白什么叫做预言，什么叫末世。
You're going to have to learn about stewardship and what it means to be faithful.
你必须要明白什么样子做管家，什么样子叫忠心。
You've got to learn your responsibilities.
你必须要明白你的责任是什么。
You better learn priorities. What comes first and second and third?
你必须要有先后次序，要知道什么是重要。第一个要有，第二个要有的，然后第三个要有的。
And Paul was afraid now that they were involved in all of these things to maintain union. Death came and they were separated from the life of Christ.
那保罗担心的是他们现在在这些事当中要用这些事来维持跟基督的联合的时候，反而死就临到了他们，使他们与基督隔绝。
Sounds so good. You want to have a union with Christ? You got to do this and you got to do this and you got to have rules and you got to have light and let me teach you and you got to be involved in that thing.
那听起来好像很好听，你要维持跟基督的联合吗？那你要做这件事，你要做那件事，你要看见这个新的光，你要按着这些规定规矩来做。
And you gotta watch out for pitfalls and snares and things that will trouble you.
那同时呢，你要注意那些危险、那些陷阱、那些会搅扰你的事。
You need to know.What is the flesh and what is worldliness and what is toleration and what clothes should I wear and what should I eat and what should I drink and all of those things.
那你要知道什么时候是肉体的，什么是属世界的，我应该吃什么，我应该穿什么，我应该做哪些事情，这一切所有的东西。
Brothers and sisters in Christ.
在基督里的弟兄姐妹们。
Don't eat from that tree.
不要吃那一个树。
Don't eat from that tree.
不要吃那一个树。
2 Corinthians 11:3, I'm afraid as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds will be led away from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
所以哥林多后书的11章的第3节，说我就怕你们像蛇用诡诈引诱了夏娃一样，你们的心就会偏于邪，失去那像基督所存一清洁的心。
It never gets more difficult. Christ is your one and only.
听起来简单，但也不会比没有比这更难的事，就是让基督是你独一也是唯一的。
And the whole Christian experience is pure devotion to him.
那么其他所有基督徒的经历都是因为对他存着一个纯一清洁的心。
Don't depart from that.
那不要偏离了这个原则。
If you have departed, come back to first love.
如果你已经离开了，就回到起初的爱心。
Now as I close, I want to address a certain couple in this audience.
那么在我结束前，我要对在我们会众当中一对特别的夫妻讲这句话。
I don't know who they are. I don't know their name.
我虽然不知道他们是谁，我不认识他们，不知道他们的名字。
But I heard some good news about them.
但我听到了关于他们的一些好消息。
I heard at this retreat a Christian brother proposed to a Christian sister.
那我听说在这个退休会的时候，有一个基督徒的弟兄向一个基督徒的姐妹求婚。
First of all, I want to congratulate you.
那么首先，我当然要恭喜你们。
But secondly, I want to tell you that marriage is to reflect union with Christ.
那第二个我要告诉你们的是，婚姻是要反映出与基督的联合。
Now I might be raising more snakes than I can kill when I say this.
所以当我这样子讲的时候，那我讲的话，那可能很危险。
But there are going to be people who love you very much and want your marriage to succeed.
那会有很多爱你们的人，那希望你们的婚姻能够成功。
And they want to give you a lot of advice.
那他们会给你们很多的建议。
I've been married so many years. Let me tell you about this.
那我已经结婚了那么久，让我告诉你这一个那一个。
Let me warn you about this.
让我警告你有这样子的问题。
Let me tell you, dear brother and sister, whoever you are.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹，不管你是谁，让我这样说。
If you're going to picture He is a one and only, and it's only loving Him and receiving His love. If that's what you picture,
那如果你心里面有一个图画，那么他是独一的，是唯一的。你领受了他的爱，也将你的爱倾倒在他的身上。
Then that's all you need to know about your marriage.
那么你只要掌握住这个，你就知道你的婚姻。
Young lady. He will be your one and only.
那年轻的姐妹，她会是你独一的。
Young man, you love her like Christ loved the church by the grace of God.
那这位年轻的弟兄，你要爱你的妻子，如同爱基督爱教会。
You don't need books, you don't need tapes, you don't need counseling.
你不需要书，你不需要听录音带，你不需要人家教导。
Your whole marriage can be like the Garden of Eden.
你的婚姻，整个婚姻可以像是在伊甸园里面的婚姻。
He's my one and only, and I pour my life into him.
他是我独一所爱的，我将我的生命倾倒在他身上。
I receive that love, and I pour my love back.
那我领受了这个爱，我也把我的爱倾倒回去。
The Christian life is not rules, as our brother wonderfully told us last night.
基督徒的生命不是一些规条，如同我们弟兄昨天所讲的。
And marriage is not rules.
同样，婚姻也不是关乎规条。
It's relationship.
是关系。
It's union.
是合一。
Don't depart from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Jesus.
不要失去对基督所存一清洁的心。
Let's pray together.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your precious word.
主啊，我们为你自己宝贵的话语，我们感谢你。
Not what we think it means, but all that you know it means.
不是我们以为它是什么意思，乃是按着你的心意告诉我们它的意思。
Work that in our hearts.
把这一个做在我们的心里。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.